Welcome to The Sting of Stang, conducted by the William Wallace of the American media. Alan Stang, exposing the propaganda pimps of the prostitute national press, from Rush Limbaugh to the communist broadcasting system, uncovering the conspiracy for world government, its tactics, its purposes, and its players, from George W. Bush, John McCain, and Hussein Obama on down. Now, here is author, patriot, raconteur, and bon vivant, Alan Stang.
And thank you, Dick Fatherly, Billboard Magazine's Personality of the Year. Welcome to the program, ladies and gentlemen, here as we begin another week on the Sting of Stang. This is Alan Stang, and of course, we are approaching D-Day. Meanwhile, from Chicago, ladies and gentlemen, word arrives that Tony Resco appears to be singing. Resco, remember the big shot, at least he thinks so, big shot real estate operator there in Chicago, closely involved, very closely involved with Senator Hussein. Apparently did some financing for Senator Hussein. But recently, remember, Tony Resco convicted in court and facing many years in prison. Finally, apparently, we haven't been told any details, but apparently he's decided to sing. And, of course, the big question is, will he implicate the governor of Illinois, Governor Blagojevich, I'm sure I'm mispronouncing that, but the possibility is that he could implicate the governor, and the biggest possibility, could he be, as we speak, could he be possibly implicating Senator Hussein? You may remember that that Senator Hussein was very closely involved with Resco in that real estate deal that brought Senator Hussein his mansion there in Chicagoland, some very suspicious machinations. And so the question is, will Resco be singing about the governor and about Senator Hussein in exchange for a shorter sentence? Because as it stands, they could clap him away for so long, he'll be walking with a cane, if he's walking at all, when he gets out. And so there you have the latest development. But there is more. There is even more, ladies and gentlemen, which you can, this one you can easily see for yourself. I was quite taken aback when I saw it myself. You can see it on the internet. Senator Hussein and Acorn. Acorn, you're hearing now a lot about this group. Acorn, registering dead people, registering seven-year-olds, registering drunks, homeless, to vote for Senator Hussein. It's all part of the communist scheme to elect the president. If you Google Hussein and Acorn, just go to YouTube, forget about Googling, YouTube, go to YouTube and Google Hussein and Acorn, you will see Hussein actually agreeing that Acorn is behind his campaign and that he will bring them in even before he is inaugurated to plan his administration. This is what he says. Go to YouTube and take a look. He says Acorn is going to be part of his administration from before the beginning, during the transition period after the election and before the inauguration. So you're going to get an Acorn administration. All right, let's take a quick break, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back with much more here at the Sting of Stang. Stay with me.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Let me tell you why I take Beta Prostate. As a man, I know my chances of having an enlarged prostate is pretty good. As a matter of fact, by the age of 40, our prostate can swell to the size of an apricot. And by age 60, our prostate can enlarge to the size of a lemon. Now, your prostate is right next to your bladder, so this is the main reason why men are up all night going to the bathroom. A good night's sleep is important for every man and their wives, since every time you wake up, she wakes up. So what do? You see your doctor for checkups, eat a healthy diet, and take what I take. It's called Beta Prostate, and it's a natural supplement that helps maintain prostate health. Over 2 million bottles of Beta Prostate have been sold. Why? Because it works. Try it free today by calling 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. Don't put this call off until tomorrow. Try it free today. Dial 1-800-362-5848.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
Here again, Alan Stang.
This is really rich, ladies and gentlemen. This is rich. You will love this. Here's a story that appeared in the Tucson Citizen, local paper there, the Tucson Citizen. It seems that in Arizona, they have passed a law. It took effect January 1st, this past January 1st. The law punishes employers who knowingly hire individuals who do not have valid legal documents to work in this country. Those penalties include suspension of the business or loss of a business license, which of course would be serious penalties for a local business. The idea, of course, is to eliminate or curtail the influx of illegal aliens to this country, to eliminate the thing that they are coming for, jobs, of course. Again, the law took effect this past January 1st. So now here comes a delegation of 9 state legislators from the Mexican state of Sonora. Sonora, a state in Mexico. You know, Mexico is composed of states, just as our country is. The name of the country is, I guess the technical name of the country is, Los Estados Unidos de Mexico, the United States of Mexico. So Sonora, one of those states, they send a delegation of nine legislators to Tucson to complain about this Arizona state law. They conducted a news conference. And the legislators from Sonora said that that Arizona's southern neighbor, made up mostly of small towns, cannot handle the demand for housing, jobs, and school it will face as illegal Mexican workers in Arizona return to their hometowns without jobs or money, because now, with this law in place, you see, Tucson, Arizona employers would be a little wary about hiring these illegal aliens, because they face serious repercussions. The Mexican delegation, again, they're members of Sonora's 58th legislature. They belong to the National Action Party, PAN, PAN, they call it in Mexico. This is the party of Mexico's president, Felipe Calderón. They spoke at the offices of Project PPEP. I don't know what that stands for. It's a nonprofit group that provides job retraining for farm workers and other programs. The lawmakers were to travel to Phoenix recently for a breakfast meeting with Latino legislators. Mexican Representative Leticia Amparano Gámez represents Nogales. She says, "How can they pass a law like this?" She's speaking in Spanish, of course. "How can they pass a law like this? There is not one person living in Sonora who does not have a friend or relative working in Arizona." She says, "Mexico is not prepared for this, for the tremendous problems it will face as more and more Mexicans return to hometowns in Sonora without jobs." Can you believe this? Here's another representative, Florencio Diaz Armenta, coordinator of the delegation. He represents San Luis, that's south of Yuma. He says, "What do we do with the repatriated? As Mexicans, we are worried. They are Mexicans, but they are also people. Fathers and mothers and young people with jobs who won't have work in Sonora." He said the Arizona law will lead to disintegration of the family in Mexico. Representative Francisco Garcia Gámez, he comes from Cananea. He's the former mayor there. He says the lack of mining jobs there has driven many Mexicans to Arizona. So here you've got Mexican legislators coming here, coming to Arizona to complain indignantly about the fact that Arizona has passed this law, which punishes employers for hiring illegal aliens. Now, these are people who have committed crimes, the crime being their presence in this country, correct? I mean, if you knowingly violate a law, then you have committed a crime. If you've committed a crime, you are a criminal. Does all that hang together? I think so. So here you've got these Mexican legislators coming here to complain about the fact that we are sending Mexicans back to where they came from, and they're complaining What are we going to do with them? What are we going to do with our own people here that there will be a demand for housing, jobs, and schools? Is this some kind of irony, what they call a delicious irony in literature? Hello, this is what we were talking about, isn't it, here in the United States? So there's something basically wrong in Mexico, is there not? It's a great country, with an incredibly rich, interesting history. It's got incredible natural resources. It's got a vibrant population. But the fact that Mexico makes it impossible for Mexicans to live in their own country tells you something is fatally, basically wrong there. They're complaining. I guess they want the law modified so that, but the only way to modify it would be obviously to repeal it. I don't think that's going to happen. But Governor Janet Napolitano, she says the new law needs some modifications. So it'll be interesting to see what happens there. But you've got a kind of a delicious irony there. Now maybe Mexico, could it be that maybe Mexico now will realize what we were talking about here in our country? Again, we have nothing whatsoever against the people of any country. Certainly not our neighbors in the great country of Mexico. But maybe now legislators on both sides of the former border will understand what we're talking about here. So you've got this remarkable story I just caught up with it. It's a story that appeared a few months ago in the Tucson Citizen. I just caught up with it myself, so the story is old. It's 9 months old, but I just caught up with it, and it certainly is very revealing about what's happening there on the border. All right, ladies and gentlemen, now we've got something really troubling to discuss. And that, of course, would be the recent discussion of martial law in our country, the possibility of martial law. Now, remember that for many years, people in the patriot community have been talking about the possibility of martial law. But pretty much, I think I'm correct in saying that conversation has pretty much been confined to the patriot community. It was an issue in which various patriots were discussing the possibility, analyzing it. But it didn't go any farther than that, and so it didn't arouse general concern. It was not an issue in the country at large, if I could put it that way. Now, within the past month, maybe, we've got the issue breaking out, and now you see it being discussed everywhere by people you would never dream would consider this a reality, would consider this anything other than a science fiction type issue. Let's take a quick break. We'll do some business. We'll be back with much more in a moment. Stay with me.
Each client
has a unique situation.
Each client is first and foremost
an individual.
Each client with Onesti Investment Advisors has a different set of goals,
time frames,
risk tolerance,
and needs.
But the philosophy at Onesti Investment Advisors always remains the same.
One,
the preservation of capital.
Two,
consistent profitability. And
three,
the pursuit of superior returns.
In that order.
CFP certificate, John Onesti has over 14 years in the financial services industry and understands the complexities of today's markets. At Onesti Investment Advisors, we have no conflicts of interest, so we look out for you, our client. The better you do,
the better we do.
To learn more about our products and services, call Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Visit us online at onestiadvisors.com or
click on our banner ad on the RBN website.
Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Here again, Alan Stang.
Remember, ladies and gentlemen, that during the debate about the Goldman Sachs swindle recently concluded there in the District of Criminals, during the debate, Congressman Brad Sherman said on the floor of the House that members of Congress had been threatened with the possible imposition of martial law if they refuse to pass the swindle, the Goldman Sachs swindle. Madam Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, had apparently threatened the members of Congress with martial law, among other things. Now, remember, Brad Sherman used to be our congressman, my congressman, by the way, when we lived in the San Fernando Valley. He represents an area there in the San Fernando Valley, part of Los Angeles. Brad Sherman is not a member of the Patriot community. He's a liberal Democrat. Liberal Democrat. Usually you don't hear about Brad Sherman being involved in any of these electrifying issues. He's there. He's a liberal Democrat. He's talking about the possible imposition of martial law. During the same debate, Mike Burgess, he's a Republican member of the House, from an area, a district in Texas, he said that he was told that we already are living under martial law. So you've got members of Congress, among many other people. You cannot get on the internet these days without running into discussions of martial law. So this is something that's weighing upon us, a threat. Now remember, everything to impose martial law has been put in place by the Jorge W. Bush administration there in Washington. What would martial law look like? I haven't seen a heck of a lot of discussion about that. What would it look like? How would it affect your daily lives? Go to newswithviews.com, newswithviews.com. Now, that is where my own columns appear regularly, of course. Usually I do one once a week for newswithviews.com. Also at newswithviews.com, you will find some regular columnists. Andrew Wallace, Jim Schwiesow, Greg Evenson. These gentlemen all have spent years in law enforcement, as policemen, as deputy sheriffs. They are professional law enforcement people. They are also columnists at newswithviews.com. If you really want to know what's happening from the inside, you need to read these gentlemen. Now, for example, here is part of a column by Greg Evenson. Now, Greg Evenson, columnist like myself at newswithviews.com, he was a Kansas State trooper, professional law enforcement official. He says in a recent column, over the past several months, I have been quietly speaking with police officers at various levels and departments or agencies. I have been very careful not to place them in a position that they could be identified or harassed. So what Greg Evenson is telling us here comes to us from the inside. These are not speculations by a mere scribbler like myself. These are actual reports from the inside, from inside law enforcement. Greg Evenson says, what came through was a vast list of standing orders and action units that are being funded and trained by Washington for use in this country for the near term. So Washington is funding all this activity, and it's going to happen soon. Greg Evenson continues and says, the results will be disastrous beyond description if these measures are implemented. The results will be disastrous beyond description if these measures are implemented. They will turn the American people, who will by then be finally aware of their plight, into vengeful mobs. All in the name of peace and safety, many police officers will implement the Illuminati's great master plan for the taming of America. Remember, this is coming to us from inside U.S. law enforcement, reported to us by Greg Evenson, former member of the Kansas State Police, himself a professional law enforcement officer. The results will be disastrous beyond description, he says. They will turn the American people into vengeful mobs. Let's take another break. We'll do some business. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
There we go.
Hi folks, Ronnie McMullen here, host of The Prophetic Watch. As a radio host, many products cross my desk every week. Few products are truly worth endorsing because they don't work or there is some kind of catch or gimmick. Dr. Miller's Life Change Tea does exactly what it says. It cleans your body of chemicals, toxins, and parasites, and the effect is you lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. I wouldn't put my name behind this product if it didn't work. Here's how you order. Online, getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us, 928-308-0408. That's area code 928-308-0408. Finally, a natural prior you won't be disappointed in. Getthetea.com.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Here again, Alan Stang.
Here's a message, ladies and gentlemen, a message that came to us from PK, initials PK, in Sydney, Australia. Sydney, Australia, and PK writes, he says, this is truly remarkable. If I was not aware of vibrational medicine, I would say that this is not for real. My wife has a fibrocystic breast condition for over a number of years. Her condition changes from time to time, sometimes better, sometimes worse. About 2 or 3 months ago, it started to get so bad that she was not able to sleep during the night without a painkiller due to the pain. Every morning, the pain was intense and made it hard for her to move and was even painful for her to lift her right arm. There is a hard cyst in her right breast, which at the moment is the size of a walnut. This started out small and gradually grew larger. We tried a high-quality progesterone oil with some other supplements like evening primrose oil, kelp, flaxseed oil, and mustard seeds. Her condition was getting worse despite this regime. She has a good diet. She doesn't smoke, she doesn't drink alcohol, and we live in a very clean environment. Yesterday, we did a short guardian session. He's talking about the guardian designed, marketed by Eagle Research. Yesterday we did a short Guardian session, and she had a good night's sleep without taking any painkiller. I noticed that she was turning freely during the night, and she did not get up once during the night, which is a regular event for her, and her breast is much softer as well. Again, this message comes to Eagle Research from PK in Sydney, Australia. Says he would not have believed it was for real had he not seen it for himself. This is just one of the remarkable messages that we get at Eagle Research from people who are using the Eagle technology. The Guardian, of course, the most popular item, the most popular item, probably because it's so easy to use. You really don't have to know anything to use it. And, of course, it is so economical. If you'd like more information about the Guardian or the full line and the full line of Eagle Research Technology, simply go to my website, alanstang.com, alanstang.com. Click on Health. You'll see at the right side of the page a button, a Health button. Click on that. You will be taken to a raft of articles with a lot of information about the instruments we're talking about. Then if you'd like to see what it looks like, go to the home page, click on Store at the top of the page, scroll, then click on Eagle Research, Store, Eagle Research, and scroll down. You will see pictures of the instruments. If you'd like to order something, you may do it right there at the website, alanstang.com. And then if you have any questions about what you're looking at there at the site, why, get in touch with us. We'll be happy to answer any questions you have. All right, ladies and gentlemen, our telephone number here at the Sting of Stang, if you'd like to come aboard today's edition, toll-free, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443, if you'd like to come aboard. We're taking a look at what martial law in our country would mean. Greg Evenson, former Kansas State Police, he's plugged into the inside, talking to people, talking to men at various levels in various departments, agencies, about what this thing could look like. He says he has learned that there are programs being funded by Washington, units trained by Washington to apply martial law. He says the results will be disastrous beyond description. They will turn the American people, finally fully aware, into vengeful mobs. What's he talking about? For example, these efforts through funded law enforcement agencies will include, says Greg M. Evenson, quick apprehension and process strategies. And these are called, he says, grab and go guys. Grab and go guys. This means they will quickly apprehend, seize people who are potential troublemakers. That would be you, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, simply because you are listening to Alan Stang. Has that occurred to you yet? Also, infield apprehension units. Infield apprehension units, they are called. Of course, a lot of this is professional law enforcement jargon. That would mean using federal and local assault teams working together. Anticipated violence and resistance squads. Anticipated violence and resistance squads. Now, these are squads who take out people who have not become violent. They haven't resisted. They haven't been violent, but it is expected, it is anticipated that they may become violent. And Greg Evenson says this means take out Patriots using 12-man crash and grab teams with full land and air assault assets. So I guess that sounds as if it's closely related to the grab and go guys. Now here's one you will really cotton to. Instant roadblock and urban choke points. Instant roadblock and urban choke points to isolate cities. Prefabricated on-road fortified and gated stop houses with roadside detention facilities in military semi-trailers. It says here, Feld Kommando style. I guess that refers back to something they did in Nazi Germany. So these would be roadblocks, urban choke points within cities to isolate them. And at the roadblocks, they would have prefabricated stop houses, fortified gated stop houses with roadside detention facilities. In other words, at the roadblocks, if they spot a Patriot, if they find a Patriot or someone they anticipate may resist, they grab that individual and stash that individual in one of these roadside detention facilities. Now, by the way, consider this. You've got around many American cities right now, you've got these bypasses. They're very handy. They're brilliant ideas, part of the interstate system. If you are approaching a city, but you want to go around it, you don't really need to go into the city to do something, to visit people or to do some business. You just want to get around to the other side of the city and keep going. You simply get on the bypass. And you go around the city. It saves a heck of a lot of time driving through the traffic in downtown. So, for example, pick a city, Indianapolis. I don't know why Indianapolis comes to mind. It does, but Indianapolis, as I recall, is completely surrounded by one of these bypasses. Suppose you wanted to prevent somebody, anybody, from going in or out of Indianapolis. How would you do that? You're talking about a huge city, Indianapolis. How could you prevent anybody from leaving? What about putting troops every some yards on the bypass? If you had troops on the bypass completely surrounding Indianapolis, no one could get out, correct? No one could go in. No one could get out. Interesting, no? And of course, you could do that with many other American cities. Houston, 610. You station troops every how many yards? I don't know the experts. The military guys, of course, would know that. Every some odd yards, completely neutralizing the city. That's what Greg Evenson is talking about here, isolating cities. Total forfeiture task forces. Total forfeiture task forces. The purpose of these things would be to confiscate all desired personal assets. This would include food stockpiles, weapons, ammunition, water storage, everything. Whoa! The government can't do that, can it? Where does the government get the power to do that? The executive orders, remember? The executive orders? For years we've been talking about the executive orders. We've been told, oh, you're extremists. You're exaggerating. Why would they go to all this trouble to record these executive orders and then one president after another tinkering with them, rewriting them, refining them through one administration after another, through the administration of President Billy Bubba Slime and then El Presidente Jorge W. Bush. The executive orders authorize the president, when he declares an emergency, to confiscate all these things. So some of you folks, you're putting away food stockpiles, very wise, weapons, ammunition, water storage, all these things you would need in a real emergency. These total forfeiture task forces Greg Evenson is talking about could simply sweep in and confiscate all that, authorized to do so by the executive order in place, put in place, been there for years, waiting for der Tag, the day the president declares an emergency. And according to Greg Evenson, this is what they are talking about right now. The federal government, Washington District of Criminals, is training the men who will do this right now, funding these programs, the use of taped and computerized morphed conversations that create a crime using your own voice and rearranged words as evidence to justify immediate arrests and secret detention. In other words, they would take a recorded length of your conversation, rework specific words, so that when the product comes out, you are saying something that never was in your head that you've never said. And that would be evidence used to arrest and incarcerate you. Dossiers already built on false charges that are ready to be used against targeted patriots, Christians, constitutionalists, used to obtain search and arrest warrants. Greg Evenson comments in his News with Views piece, Gestapo and SS tactics used here. Tactical team commanders and command staff executive officers have restricted access to these and other military-style police programs. They have non-disclosure policies with heavily compartmentalized plans, blue-sealed, that's what it's called, blue-sealed, I don't know what that means, except for top state and federal police commanders. Field units are preparing their men for instant response to a given area that is blanketed for pickup and detention or transportation of suspects. Now, Greg Evenson says this. He says, the good news is that efforts by former police officers, converted special agents and troopers within active ranks, and God bless them, rank-and-file police officers and sheriff's deputies are getting the picture. They don't like it one bit. We will not know until the siren wails just how many in law enforcement will indeed serve and protect their jurisdictions against domestic enemies within government. But I believe a significant number will stand ready to disobey unlawful orders and encourage their fellow officers to do the same. I do believe that will happen. At that moment, says Greg Evenson, at that moment, the tide will turn. I pray that we can and will rely only on the ballot box in every elected position in America, he says. The choices and the results of your civic duty are clear, says Greg Evenson. To fail in this will leave the other box, and that is the bullet box. That choice is a dead-end game. Be very, very clear. We may be forced into that position, however. We may be forced into that position, however. He's talking about the bullet box. Those results will give us only heartache and grief. Let's do all that we can to change this nation correctly. He's talking about changing the nation peacefully. Now, it sounds like the plot of a TV series, does it not? It isn't. We're talking about reality in the United States today. And these are the things that we've just gone through that Greg Evenson says will turn the American population, now at last fully aware of what is happening, into vengeful mobs, is the term that he uses in his News with Views column. Vengeful mobs. Can you believe we're talking about something real? We're not talking about some fictional, about some dramatic plot on television? Let's take a break. We'll be back with more in a moment. Stay with me.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Let me tell you why I take Beta Prostate. As a man, I know my chances of having an enlarged prostate is pretty good. As a matter of fact, by the age of 40, our prostate can swell to the size of an apricot. And by age 60, our prostate can enlarge to the size of a lemon. Now, your prostate is right next to your bladder, so this is the main reason why men are up all night going to the bathroom. A good night's sleep is important for every man and their wives, since every time you wake up, she wakes up. So what do? You see your doctor for checkups, eat a healthy diet, and take what I take. It's called Beta Prostate, and it's a natural supplement that helps maintain prostate health. Over 2 million bottles of Beta Prostate have been sold. Why? Because it works. Try it free today by calling 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. Don't put this call off until tomorrow. Try it free today. Dial 1-800-362-5848.
Here again, Alan Stang.
Why is all this so realistic, ladies and gentlemen? It is totally realistic because, remember, you're talking about something that has been planned for years by the leaders of both political parties. It's the administration of Bush that has put all the law in place to to do this, isn't it? Remember that under Bush, the Posse Comitatus law was passed that allows the military to operate as police here in our country. Bush did that. And, of course, you know what Senator Hussein would do. He would implement these Republican measures. Let's take a call, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go to the Lone Star State, Texas. George, you're on the air with Alan Stang.
I pray we have what they call posse politics. And that means that the county sheriff's aware of what what's going on with these FEMA camps and FEMA trailers. And that the county sheriff calls up every armed person in the county and says, are you with freedom or not?
Well, okay, George, it sounds good, but would the sheriffs do that? How many sheriffs? I mean, I don't know the answer to this question. I would like to know. How many sheriffs in Texas, for example, would call up the people and stand by the Constitution in a case like the one we've been talking about? Do you know the answer yourself?
No, I don't know. But in sheriff, I noticed in Texas we got county sheriffs, but we also got constables in the county that are also elected.
Well, yes. And George, you are right as far as I know that in the sense that the sheriff, being the highest elected official in every county, has immense authority. And if the sheriff were to use that authority on behalf of the people and the Constitution, now you would be talking about something. But I would like to know how many sheriffs would do that. Because remember, the sheriffs, George, are under tremendous pressure from the top, to obey these federal mandates, and undoubtedly many of them will. So I would like to know the answer to your excellent question. George, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. Good call,
good question. Good call and good question from George in Texas. Yes, this would be the question. Remember that Greg Evenson, I quoted to you, quoted that portion of Greg Evenson's piece. He says, the good news is, remember, that efforts by former law enforcement people and with law enforcement people presently within active ranks, that an unknown number of them would stand with the Constitution. So what we're looking at is another form of civil war within the police departments, within law enforcement, and of course, within the American population in general. This time a civil war not confined to one area of the country, but a war, a literal war, conducted throughout the country. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's another edition of The Sting of Stang. Thanks for being with us. Be with us tomorrow, same time, same place. Until then, remember, as always, arm yourselves.
In Matthew 20.